נפתח את תשומה יספר הגמל מישן אחת המתקעת נמלמר תשומה ואמר מייסר מייסר ואמר תשומה. Somebody who wanted to separate Truma and he intended to say that it should be Truma. And by mistake, he said it should be Meiser instead. Or he intended to separate Meiser Rishon and he planned on saying that this should be Meiser Rishon. And by mistake, he said it should be Truma instead. Ola v'amar shlamin shlamin v'amar ola. Or somebody wanted to be madish an animal for an ola. And he intended to say that this animal should be an ola. And by mistake, he said it should be a shlamin. Shlamin v'amar ola. Or he planned on being madish an animal for a shlamin. And he wanted to say it should be a shlamin, and by mistake he said it should be an ola. Somebody wanted to make a neder that he would not enter a specific house, and by mistake in his neder he said he wanted to enter a different house than the one he had in mind. Somebody wanted to make a neder that he won't benefit from a specific person, let's call him Reuben. And by mistake when he said his neder, he said he will not have any benefit from Shimon. None of these things would help since he did not say what he had in mind, and the netter does not help unless what he says is what he had in mind. He has to have in his mouth the same as what he has in his heart, but if he says something differently than what he has in mind, the netter would not work at all. All these things are regarded as a netter. Somebody who is mockish an animal, that's a netter, or somebody that takes out tumor or maceration, that's also similar to a netter. And by a netter, if you make a netter that you didn't have in mind, it would not work. It would not be a netter. So too over here, since you said something different than what you had in mind, it would not work at all. A guy or a klusi that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, if he takes off truma or miser for the produce that grows in his land, it would be valid. And this kind of holds ain't Kenyan La'akam Eretz Yisrael Afkiyam Etrumos Umaisos, which means that a guy that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, even though the land is owned by a guy not a Yisrael, the produce that grows in that land would be chayav in Trumos Umaisos. So therefore, if the guy would separate Truma or Maisos from his produce, it would be a valid Truma or Maisos. But a guy who takes out Truma or Maisos from produce that grows in the land that is owned by a Yisrael, there would not be a valid Truma or Maisos, even if the Yisrael make the guy a shliach to take off tumas or maisers from his produce. It would not be valid, as you cannot make a guy into a shliach. Ein shlichas la'akum. A guy cannot be your agent to take off the tumas or maisers. So therefore, only if the guy takes off tumas or maisers from produce that grows in land that he owns, would it be a valid tumas or maiser. But if the guy takes off tumas or maisers from produce that grows in the land that is owned by Israel, that would not be valid tumas or maiser. And just like if a guy takes off truma or maaser from his own produce, it would be valid. So too, if a guy is makdish something that he owns, he makes something hegdish, it would be a valid hegdish. It's chazal now from a pasuk that it's not just Yisrael who could be makdish something, a guy could be makdish something as well. So therefore, if a guy is makdish something he owns, it would be hegdish, and it would be forbidden for anybody to have benefit from it. Rabbi Huda Omer Ein Lo Yivik Chachav Karam Ravon. V'chachav Maimim Yesha. Rabbi Huda says the dinim of Karam Ravon do not apply to a vineyard that is owned by a guy. A guy that has a vineyard, although the dinim of Orla would apply to it the first 3 years, he wouldn't be allowed to eat the grape. But the dinim of Karam Ravai would not apply, as Karam Ravai means that in the fourth year, you cannot eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat there, or you have to redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim instead. According to Rabbi Huda, although the dinim of Orla would apply, but the dinim of Karam Ravai does not apply to a guy. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold, just like the Dinam of Orla applied to a guy, so too the Dinam of Karam Ravai applied to a guy. A guy that owns a vineyard, just like the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit, so too the fourth year, you can't eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it there. Or Rabbi Shimon Paiter. And every Chachamim that separates Truma from produce that grows and land that he owns in Eretz Yisrael, that Truma would be no different than the Truma of Yisrael. And therefore it would be mitamez, meaning to say that if it got mixed in with non-truma, and the truma is more than 1% of the entire mixture would have a din of truma. That's called mitamez. The entire mixture can now only be eaten by a kohen. And so too, a guy that separates truma from his produce, if somebody who's not a kohen would eat that truma, he would be chayev a chomesh. That is a din. They're not kohen that each truma bishogeg, mistakenly, he has to pay the principal plus an additional fifth. And that thing would apply to the Truma of an Ovid Kochavim as well. While Rabbi Shimon disagreed, Rabbi Shimon holds that an Ankoin that eats Bishogi, the Truma that a guy separates, would not be chayav to pay the additional fifth. And even though Rabbi Shimon agrees that the truma that other kohanim separate that gets mixed in with non-truma would be midamat, but with regard to the din of chomesh, according to Rabbi Shimon, the truma that other kohanim separate would not be chayiv in a chomesh if a non-kohen would eat that truma. He would only have to pay the principal. He wouldn't have to pay the additional fifth. And according to Rabbi Shimon, when an other kohen separates truma from its produce, it's only truma minarabbanan, not minat Torah. So therefore, since it's only minarabbanan, Rabbanan were lenient with regard to the chum.